What do you want? What's all the hollering for?
Terrence Allen McDermott just had four babies. And Miss McDermott said I could have one. But first I've got to ask you and tell you that her husband's a poodle.
You can tell Mrs. McDermott that I've seen her husband, and he looks more to me like a beagle.
Come, Mr. McDermott. Tarantella's husband. Can I have one of her puppies?
One little word. No.
I bummed it real neat. And they smell brand new even.
What do I care how they smell? Tramps smell brand new when we got them. Look at him now. He's like one great big round ball of dirty yarn.
Yeah, but...
And no yeah buts. And don't try bringing one of Tarantula's puppies over here to melt my heart, because it won't work.
Her name's Tarantella, not Tarantula. Okay, Bob.
Well, that was too easy. And don't have Mrs. McDermott calling and working on your dad. When I say no more animals... I mean no more animals.
Yeah, but where are we going to get a pig?
Well, I'll give you one. You fatten him up, and we'll be partners on the profits.
Well, how come?
Well, look, I'm not trying to high-pressure you guys. You both keep saying how broke you are. Well, farming's the only way I know how to make money.
Well, it sure looks like you make plenty of profit.
Well, I'm 50-50 with my dad on this. I'm just trying to save up enough to haul myself through college.
Boy... Wouldn't it be great if we could build up one pig into a checking account?
Well, why not? Hey, maybe you could even join our 4-H club. Do you have time to ride out to the farm?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's go.
And that's why I'm never going over to Sudsy Piper's house as long as I live.
Or at least not this afternoon.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Mr. McKinney.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Tom!
I hate to say it, fellas, but that's the ugliest looking mud I ever saw.
Mud? It's a genuine Duroc, bub.
I don't care if it's an Airedale.
It's a pig.
Yeah.
What are you doing in the house with that animal?
Oh, it's not going to be in the house all the time, Mr. O'Casey. We're going to keep it in the backyard.
Yeah.
Whose backyard?
Yours. My mother's kind of peculiar about animals.
Oh, so it's Robbie's pig, is it?
Boy, this is neater than having one of Tarantella's puppies.
Now, who are you going to call?
Sergeant, wait till he hears we get out here.
Now, listen, Francis, you get that pork chop out of here. We're keeping three pigs now, and that's enough.
Left, you're very welcome.
Okay, Sergeant, I'll be right over. Hi, Dad, look what we got.
A pig?
Yeah.
He's ours, I presume.
Well, Bub will just make it sound like it's dumb to have a pig around the house, Dad.
And I also think it's dumb to keep giraffes in the house.
Hank and I are going into the pig business. We're going to fatten them up and make a lot of money. Oh, swell, a do-it-yourself stockyard.
Well, Rob, the city's hardly the place to raise a pig.
He's just a pig now, Dad, but wait till he's a hog. George Van Busick says that they're worth a lot of money.
Steve, last month it was hamsters. And before that, field mice.
I know that. Rob, are you really serious about this project?
Yeah, Dad, honest. Hank and I are going to raise them in the backyard. We'll build a pen for them and everything. You know, Dad, it might not be too bad an idea. I hear those 4-H kids do pretty well for themselves.
Thanks, Emily. I'll do something for you sometime.
Bobby, you've started projects before and you've never finished one of them. I don't want that to happen again.
It won't, Dad. This is the beginning of a great family fortune.
Now, Steve, don't weaken.
It's up to Robbie. I want his word that he'll accept full responsibility. Feed him properly, give him the care he needs, and not neglect him.
I'll stick with this pig all the way, Dad.
Hey, I'll bet there are laws about keeping the pig in the city.
No, there are, Mr. O'Casey. We already checked.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about the noise? Remember that purple duck we bought for Chip one Easter? He had a mighty nasty quack.
Well, pigs don't make any noise, Bub.
Well, they don't, huh? How about that oink?
We'll go along with Rob one more time. You can keep the pig, Rob.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, you fellas better go out and start building a pen for him, huh?
Okay. Come on, Hank.
Hey,
Those are my sentiments, exactly.
Boy, what a lucky pig. He never had it so good. You know, we can't keep calling this pig pig. We gotta give it a name. Yeah, some kind of fancy, you know, with snob appeal.
Yeah.
You know, most pig groups have English names. You know, like Yorkshire, Hampshire, Tamworth. How about Shakespeare?
Well, my mother said that most of Shakespeare's stuff was written by a fellow named Bacon.
Bacon. Now, what could be a better pig name? Too corny. Hey, how about Hamlet? You get it? Pig, ham, Hamlet?
You don't have to spell it out for me, Robbie. I got to see in basic comprehension, you know. Well, he's a pig, isn't he? He's got to have some mud to slop around in.
No, George Van Busick says that's the old-fashioned way. A pig would rather be clean.
Oh, okay.
I think we ought to feed him.
Yeah, let's get him some good garbage.
No. The modern pig eats milk and lots of corn.
So do I.
Come on, let's go look in the refrigerator.
Okay. How you doing, Bub?
Good afternoon, Mr. O'Casey.
What do you two pork husters want?
How about some milk?
Help yourself.
Oh, well, we'll need about a gallon.
And, Mr. O'Casey, where do you keep your corn?
Is this for that fat friend of yours outside?
Well, yeah, but we're going to eat some of it, too.
Give me that. That pig is your problem.
But Bub, he's hungry.
That's his problem.
We settled for some nice, clean garbage, Mr. O'Casey.
Not one lean banana skin. Get out. Pig cowboys.
What we need is some high-class leftovers.
Hey, how about Betty's house? They ate pretty good over there. Yeah, her mother sets fires to pancakes and all kinds of fancy jazz. Yeah, well, let's go.
We'll be right back, Hamlet. You'll have a dinner fit for a pig.
At TiVo.com.
Protected in the Prestone Zone.
I've more natural approach. Prevent gas with Beano.
Officer.
Is this the Douglas residence?
That's right. I'm Stephen Douglas.
Well, we have a complaint.
A complaint? About what?
Well, Mrs. Carlson called something about a pig.
Pig? I've been afraid of this. We're keeping one out in the backyard.
You mind if I take a look at it, sir?
Well, no. It's right around this way. Here he is. He is making a quite a bit of noise, isn't he?
Sure, he's hungry. There's no food, no water. When was the last time he was fed?
I don't know, officer. My son is supposed to be taken care of.
Yeah, he's a fine-looking Dura. I used to raise those when I was a kid in the 4-H club back in Missouri.
Oh?
Hi, Dad. Getting rested?
What's going on here? Is the joint raided?
No, but it looks like we have a genuine public nuisance on our hands. Chip, when was the last time he was fed?
At the pig party, this afternoon. He had lots of good junk.
Like what?
6 or 7 jelly beans and a chocolate bar with nuts and 4 or 5 raisins.
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
Bob?
Hello, officer. What's happening?
Where have you been all day long?
Hank and I were over at Betty's working on a feed deal.
What time did you go to Betty's?
He left before the pig party. It started at 2 o'clock.
Then you've been gone over 7 hours. I'm sorry, officer. This won't happen again.
Well, you'll have to keep him quiet or get rid of him. There's no law against pigs, but I'm sure you understand.
I understand.
Good night.
Good night, officer.
It's the hamster story all over again. I still say a couple of them got lost and are having kids in our attic. Come on, Chip, let's get out of here. I think your dad wants to have a few words with Robbie.
I shouldn't have let Hank and Betty talk me into that barbecued steak, huh?
Rob, I think maybe you'd better take the pig back tomorrow.
It won't happen again, Dad, honest.
He's going to eat a lot of food. And food costs money. Now, how do you plan it?
Well, Hank and I'll work. We'll support Hamlet until he can support us.
He's not a toy, you know. He's an animal. And animals require care. Now, if you aren't old enough to live up to your responsibilities, I'm going to have to start treating you like I do Chip.
I'll start on it first thing in the morning, Dad.
You'll start right now. There must be something in the house he can eat tonight. Maybe some canned corn or some milk or some bread. You stay with him, though, until you're sure he's not hungry anymore.
Okay. Sorry, dinner's so late tonight, Hamlet. How about some milk and some corn and some bread? Sounds pretty good. Might have some myself.
Hold. You know, Robbie, I'm losing more fat than Hamlet's gaining. And I can't afford it.
Look, I promised my dad we'd stick to it, no matter what. Now, come on, saw. Look, Rob, Betty invited me over for the afternoon, and, well, I'm going to go.
How about Hamlet?
Yeah, how about Hamlet? Look, Rob, how'd you like to buy out my share?
You're kidding. Well, Hank, we're in the home stretch.
Yeah, I know, but I'm beat. This pig's wearing me out. Look, you let me out of the deal now, and when you sell him, you give me my share.
Well, how do we know how much is your share?
Well, I'll leave that to you. I mean, you may be a lot of things, Rob, but you're no crook.
Well, Hank, are you sure you want out?
Boy, am I sure. Well, so long, Hamlet. See you, Rob.
As of right now, your name is Hamlet Douglas.
He sure is a giant.
Boy, I bet you if he had horns, he could beat up a rhinoceros.
Can't he sit up yet?
No, he wants to, but my dad said he can't, on account of his center of gravity's in the wrong place.
You guys, don't make him nervous.
We weren't. We were just saying nice things about him.
How much does he weigh now, Robbie?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I'd say for a Duroc, he's getting pretty close to market weight.
What's that mean?
Well, it means he has about 20 pounds of ham on him and 500 strips of bacon, and I'd say maybe 50 pork chops and a whole lot of sausages.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's about time that I sell him and get my money back.
You mean they're going to make Hamlet into bacon and pork chops and stuff?
Well, yeah. Where do you think that stuff comes from? I mean, they don't have bacon bushes and pork chop trees, you know.
Why can't we just keep them?
Well, because we can't, that's all. Now, that isn't the reason I fattened him up. And quit looking at me like that.
You know something, Chip? You got a brother that's a cannibal.
Dad, we got trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble, man?
Chip is moving out.
Moving out? Moving out of where?
Out of the house, I guess. He won't stay under the same roof with Robbie. Oh, he didn't say it exactly that way, but that's what he means.
I thought he was kind of down tonight. Thought maybe he had another fight with Sudsy or something.
Dad, you better do something about it. that goofy kid. I was minding my own business studying, and all of a sudden he came up right behind me and hit me over the head with a book.
What's the matter with him?
It's about that pig, Dad.
Dad, I think you ought to belt him one.
Well, Chip, what are you doing?
Now run away, Dad. I'm just moving to the attic.
Dad, tell them that brothers aren't supposed to go on hitting other brothers on top of the head with books while they're studying.
I'd like my Chip. I'd like an explanation of all this. I'm waiting, Chip.
Well, Robbie's going to sell Hamlet, and they're going to make him into bacon.
Oh. Will you quit being such a little baby?
Robbie.
Well, I'd like to keep Hamlet, too, but life is full of all kind of raw deals, and you just got to get used to it. Besides, I'm in partners with George Van Busick and Hank. What do you want me to do? Go run into him and tell him my little kid brother wants to keep a pig for a pet?
Yeah, well, I'd rather have him than you.
Would you fellas leave us alone?
But Daddy's been bugging me.
Go out and shut the door. Sit down, Chip. Chip, I guess in a way this is my fault. I should have told you why Robbie wanted to raise the pig. Chip, certain animals are put on this earth to, well, to sustain others. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the way it was meant to be.
Yeah. Sure is a raw deal.
This ordinary-looking bed is...
Home Monitoring helps protect more Americans than any other security company from burglary, fire, flood, even carbon monoxide. Call now and get the ADT burglary system installed from $99, plus up to 20% off your basic homeowner's insurance. Get the power of ADT.
Well, the family...
Pasta anytime. New from Classico.
That sure has been in there long enough time.
How would you like to have to explain it to Chip?
Yeah. Boy, being a father sure has some awful things connected with it.
I think the excitement's over for tonight, and I'm gonna hit the sack. Good night.
Good night, Mike.
Did he catch on, Dad?
Well, he's not too happy about it, Rob, but I guess he understands. I think it's safe for you to go back in there. Good night.
Dad, do you suppose it'd be okay that we might keep Hamlet around here, sort of like Tramp?
Well, you know better than that, Rob. Hamlet had his destiny right from the start. You're old enough to understand that.
Yeah, but I'm not old enough to like it.
Neither am I, Rob. Good night.
Night.
Best looking city pig I've ever seen.
Yeah, I tried to take good care of him.
Boy, he's really a beaut.
George?
Yeah?
Do you think that maybe there's some place on your farm where you could keep Hamlet? I mean, suppose I gave up my percentage. Well, then, do you think you could just, well, keep him?
What for?
Well, maybe you could show him off because he's a city pig.
That doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really proud of you, Robbie. Hey, I tell you what we're going to do with your pig. We'll enter him in a swine show.
Swine show?
Of the youth performers of our state's 4-H club. Third prize ribbon goes to Queen Chelsea Thursday, raised by Harry Jennings of South Acre Farms. Harry, that's a real good looking hamster you got there. That's good. Second prize ribbon, Mr. Magnificent. owned by Raff Harrington of Marcellus Meadows. That's a good-looking chest of watch you got there, Raff. Congratulations. China raised by Glenn Conrad and the Conrad Farms. I want to congratulate you, Glenn. You brought in a real man.
Don't feel bad, Emma. We did our best, and that's what counts.
For the first time in the history of the swine show, we have a Duroc raised in the city. By this young man right here, Robert Douglas. Now, Mr. George Van Busick told us all the trouble he went through and how he dug ditches for money to buy corn. And not to mention the hundreds of cartons of skim milk he purchased at the supermarket. But the committee decided to present a special award to Robert Douglas for raising a pig the hard way.
Does that mean we won't make Hamlet into bacon?
Sure. A prize pig like Hamlet could get married and live to a ripe old age.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.